You're listening to a podcast from 702.
O'clock.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyathela
on 702.
Okay, so yesterday would have been Kaile to Magadla's 7th birthday. It was a difficult day for his family because his body is yet to be recovered after he fell into a manhole in Soweto. I think it's been 9 days now. And if you remember yesterday on the open line, I raised my frustrations about Joburg Water and their failure to avail themselves for an interview after what happened on Monday last week. And after the show, I got a call from the head of communications, Nondumiso Mabuza. We had a chat and she agreed to come on the show today. I did indicate to you, and I did indicate it to her as well, that I was standing in for breakfast last week and I asked the producers to get a hold of Joburg Water. I needed them on Tuesday. I needed them on Wednesday. I needed them on Friday. And even on Sunday, I asked Mansani, the producer of this show, please try Joburg Water again so that we can chat to them on Monday. And we never got an opportunity to speak to someone from Joburg Water. So I'm glad that Nondumiso Mabuza, who is the spokesperson for Joburg Water, has come on the show. She did indicate to me yesterday that she got calls from several people after they heard me on the show yesterday. Nondumiso, thank you so much for making time. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Manyathela, and good morning to the listeners. And apologies for the miscommunication throughout from last Monday.
Yeah. Just give us an update on recovery efforts first. What's the current situation now? It's been 9 days.
It's been 9 days today. Starting on Monday, we have cleared about 8 manholes from the point of the incident where Kaile to fell in. We were unsuccessful on Monday as well as Tuesday due to some blockage challenges in one of our bridges, where we then undertook an assignment to clear up the blockages. We still continue to do that at that side of the blockage.
Yeah.
As of today, we have covered systematically 8 manholes from the point of the incident. We had unfortunately missed 2 in the process due to them having been on a land.
Yes, Nondumiso.
Sorry, on a landfill, and we've subsequently exposed those 2 manholes, managed to drill, and deployed a robotic camera. We got clear visuals from Wednesday up until yesterday, but had a couple of hiccups, which then forced us to relook at our plan, work on a second boat to take the robotic camera through to some of those sites that it got held back at. We're looking at plus minus, 1.2 to 1.8 meters in terms of height from where Kaile to fell in, and a space of plus minus, 1.2 to 1.8 in terms of the in terms of the width. But with the robotic technology right now, we are able to hopefully by end of business, today have a clearer picture of all the sites that we've had blockages at.
Okay, and I'm hoping that there will be some good news, because the family has just been devastated. And all they're hoping for is, let's just recover the body. The community of Dlamini say that they wrote letters to Joburg Water and they were reporting 2 manholes after their lids were stolen. And apparently the officials from Joburg Water came, they covered 1 manhole with a rock and promised to come back, but they never really did. Do you have a record of these letters? So did the community say to you as Joburg Water that these 2 manholes that are uncovered because these lids were stolen, and what did you do about it?
We don't have that particular record of those 2. However, looking back over the last 10 years, we've had 8 reports within that particular area wherein we managed to replace those manholes. With the ones with the rock, As soon as we received the call, we were able to replace that manhole,
mm-hmm.
as well as the one that Kyle actually fell through in on Monday already.
Okay. So there's obviously a criminal syndicate, Nendumiso. There are people that are stealing these manhole covers. What are you doing about it as Joburg Water? Obviously, it's going to be a collaboration, and at a later stage, I'll ask you to give us maybe contacts of how the community can get a hold of you when they are discovering that these lids are being stolen, or when they are discovering that there are manholes that are still open. But have you completely moved away from the metal manhole covers? Because that seems to be the problem. That's what these criminals are after.
It's actually just more than theft, Clement. We are also dealing with vandalism as well as sewer mining. In terms of the metal covers, we are moving away from them. We're not done entirely in the city. We've got plus minus 1.3 million manholes across the city.
Mm.
We are now no longer even replacing them with concrete, but rather the fiber concrete, which has little or no second-hand scrap value. And as far as vandalism is concerned, which is as a result mainly of sewer mining, you know, we've partnered with law enforcement agencies, in particular, you know, the JMPD, who I think will be best place to speak to some of the approaches that they've employed to address this challenge. But you are aware that, you know, they've been targeting scrapyards across the city. There's also a dedicated team now that is looking at the entire infrastructure of the city,
mm-hmm.
As far as theft is concerned. Our other biggest challenge, Clement, is sewer blockages. That is as a result of our residents, you know, throwing foreign objects into our sewer system, which is why we are currently dealing with the major blockage in the Spit Bridge. Currently, which is mostly, you know, as a result of paper, you know, throwing in diapers, your sanitary towels, etc. So with regard to solutions, we've also currently looking at a project where we piloted in high-dense areas as well as high-risk areas. It's an automated sensory technology, which will enable us to, you know, on time, pick up all the triggers as and when the manholes are disturbed.
Yeah. We're talking about Kaya now, Nondumiso. In September last year, I spoke to Derek Kwale from Joburg Water because there was a six-year-old, Komanani Mawa, who fell into another manhole in Orange Farm in Johannesburg. How many lives do we lose every year as a result of these open manholes? In 2018, I remember the mayor of Joburg at the time, Hemen Mashaba, saying that there were about 4,000 uncovered manholes in Johannesburg, which then resulted in an average of about 104 deaths yearly.
Over the last 20-year period, Clement, we've had three deaths in the Johannesburg, in the city of Johannesburg area. You've mentioned the incident in Orange Farm last September. We also had another incident of a three-year-old Karabo Gwala in 2004, and now just recently Kaya. So the numbers that you are referring to, I don't have, unfortunately, you know, a source for, and can't confirm. But I can confirm that over the last 20 years, we've only lost three children through falling into our manholes.
Over the last 20 years, okay, and
on average. On average, we replace about 2,500 manholes.
Mm-hmm.
And of those, you'd normally, you know, have us replace them in a turnaround of 24 hours, of which our percentage, I think, comes up to 98% in terms of our turnaround time within the 24 hours as soon as we receive calls.
Yeah, please give us some details on how the community can get in touch with Joburg Water, because you're going to rely on the communities to report these manhole covers that are missing. So how do they get in touch? Is there a way that they can get in touch for a swift response?
Of course, yes, they can use a number of platforms, Clement. Our call center is 0860-562-874. or 011-688-1699. We also on email, which is customer@jwater.co.za. We also on social media, Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, it's at JHBWater. And we also have an SMS line. We are reachable on 076-333-5052.
Wonderful. Nondumiso, thank you so much for making time. I'm going to be repeating these contact details shortly to you. Nondumiso Mabuza is the Joburg Water spokesperson. So the WhatsApp line, please write this down. When you see people stealing these covers, when you see these covers in people's home or in these scrapyards, please just inform the authorities. It's going to take all of us working together to deal with this issue of infrastructure vandalism, because in this case, it's now costing lives of these young children. So the WhatsApp line is 076-333-5052, 076-333-5052. The contact number 0860-562-8474. That's 0860-562-8474, or you can call 011-688-1699, 011-688-1699, or email customer@jwater.co.za. I'll put up these details on Twitter as well.